John chapter 14. Let's start in verse number 16. Jesus said, I'll pray the Father. Aren't you glad that God hears Jesus?
Yes.
I heard Jesus, I should say. And how many of you know he'll hear you just as quick as he'll hear Jesus?
Yeah.
I'll pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Even the Spirit of truth. That's the one that came to live on the inside of us. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him.
Amen.
Say that out loud. Jesus said, I know him.
Jesus said, I know him.
But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. I'll not leave you comfortless. I'll come unto you, and so forth and so on. That's the statement that keeps standing out to me. Just, I've been saying it, is that I know him.
Yes, amen.
Now he's talking about the Holy Spirit. Yeah. I know the Spirit. I know what he's saying. I know his movement. I know where he's leading me. I know him. I know him. Now, there's something to put your faith on. There's something to add to your confessions. Amen. I know the Holy Spirit, because the enemy wants you to think you don't. He wants you to say, well, I just don't sense, you know, I've been in prayer meetings before. This is not necessarily something recent, but something way back in Bible school days where I got to pray with some people that had, you know, experience in the things of the Spirit. And had practiced following the Holy Spirit. And I was praying with them, and it seemed like they just got on a bus and went somewhere, and I'm not sure where they went. And I'm still back at the bus station. When I mean bus station, I mean the natural. And I'm just kind of like, well, they went somewhere. I don't know quite sure where they went. I wasn't even aware a bus came. You know, I didn't hear it toot the horn or anything. I mean, and there they went. And I felt so unspiritual. Tell your neighbor, we don't go by felt. I felt so unspiritual. I felt so like a dull. You know, come on, somebody. It's like everybody else knew God, knew the Holy Ghost better than me, but I just don't know him. But I had to learn not to talk out of my feeling. I had to learn not to talk out of my you know, mind telling me I don't know and say, no, I know him.
Exactly.
I know him.
Yes, amen.
I got to decide, am I going to say what I feel? Am I going to say what my mind is telling me right now? Or am I going to say what Jesus said? What am I going to say now? Yeah, so I started saying back then, and I continue to say, but it's been stirring in me lately, I know him. I know him. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. Say that out loud again. I know him. If you read through the Gospel of John and then 1 John, there's several statements like this one, and then you got John 10, 4 and 5, where Jesus there, we paraphrase it often and say that his sheep know his voice, and the voice of a stranger they'll not follow. Right. That's another know verse. K-N-O-W. No, I know his voice. That's something to mix your faith with. And then we've got 1 John chapter 2, verse number 27. Well, verse number 20. First of all, verse number 20. It says, you have an unction from the Holy One. And you what?
No.
We just don't know. We just don't know. We just don't know. We just don't. If you examine people's lives, they say that a lot. I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know. What's God saying? I don't know. What direction should I go? I don't know. What are you supposed to do about that? I don't know what to do. And that fills their confession.
Yes, sir.
And what that does is it holds them in the realm of their mind, because their mind doesn't know, and that's what they're talking out of. They're talking out of their mind, and it holds them in the realm of their feelings. And they're not in the realm of faith. So therefore, the Holy Spirit has nothing to work with. Faith people are in the know.
Yes.
Unbelief learns nothing. Unbelief lives with a big question mark over their heads. By the time this is done tonight, we're going to get "I don't know" out of our mouths.
Amen.
Now, there might be some things you know in the natural, like you write a algebra equation on the chalkboard and say, "What's the answer to that?" I might say, "I don't know," but I don't need to know.
Exactly.
You tell me, or you go build something out of what that tells you. The answer that you go build a piece of technology for me, I'll use it.
Yeah.
And then I'll say, this is what that means. It means this. So I'm not saying I know the every... Now, I could get the answer.
Yeah.
I really, to be honest with you, whenever I told you about high school and somehow or another, I guess I had to, that I found myself in algebra class. And the teacher stood up and said, "Good morning, my name is Mr. Fritz," and I remember his name well because that's the last thing I understood. He started talking about, you know, something's wrong whenever the letters get involved with the numbers. It's like, hold on. No, wait. This is intermingling here. This is not. God can't be in numbers and letters together. Confusion. But no, I'm just laughing. But. I just struggled in algebra class. I said, "God, you get me out of algebra class with a passing grade. Just get me out of here. I'll preach. I'll go preach. I just promise." But that was whenever I didn't know how to say, "The Holy Ghost is in me and He can teach me." If I need to, how many of you know Daniel was in school and he was the smartest? Well, he and his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were the smartest in the whole realm.
Right. Yes.
So if I'd have needed to know, if I'd have known how to tap into knowing back then, I could have tapped in and learned.
Amen.
But I'm past that. I don't need to know, so I don't. I haven't asked. Right? I thank God for all the people that do know, because it helps us a lot. Praise the Lord. Different graces, right? But here's the thing. We shouldn't be going around talking about I don't know, especially when it comes to knowing what to do, directions to take, the plan of God for our life, the witness of the Spirit, the leading of the Spirit, the flows of the Spirit. There's different flows. There's flows in prayer. There's unctions of, flows that, you know, like the Holy Spirit will teach you all the flows of God. He'll teach you how to get out of this and go down into this. Your spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Somebody said, "I don't know how to do that." Yeah. Stop. Yeah. I have an unction and I know. I have an unction and I know. How many of you know your spirit knows a whole lot more things than your mind knows?
Yes.
So when we're talking about "I don't know," we're often talking out of our minds.
Yes, sir.
Ephesians 4 talks about, if you ever read the New Testament very carefully, especially the epistles, when you get to Ephesians 4, you'll find that it makes this statement. It says, it talks about the vanity of our minds.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what the word vanity means? Emptiness.
Yeah. That's good.
You say, "That guy over there is smart."
Uh-huh.
When it comes to God, he's got a vain mind, an empty mind.
Yeah.
Amen. And compared to what our spirit knows and compared to what the Holy Ghost in our spirit knows, our minds know so little. How many of you are glad we don't have to live out of our minds or depend on our minds?
Yes, sir.
Come on to service. We're going to get into something good here.
Yes,
believe God with me for utterance.
Yes, sir.
We don't have to depend on just, "Well, I can't figure that out. I don't know which direction to go, or I don't know what choice to make," or whatever the situation is. We don't have to depend on this up here. We can dip down into the one who knows.
Yes,
you know the one who knows. You say that out loud. I know. Because here, John 14, 17, Jesus said, you know him.
Yes.
You know him. So we're talking about two things. We're talking about knowing him, but we're talking about him is the one who knows.
Yes. Come on.
So say it out loud. I know.
The one who knows.
No, your mind might not know, but you know the one, and he lives in you. He's right down here, the one who does know. Oh, glory to God. You ever heard the statement, it matters who you know?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it does. I mean, looky here. You know the one who knows? So anytime you need an answer, you can dip down to the one who knows. He lives in your spirit. When you're born again, the Holy Spirit came to live in your spirit, and he's in there now. He didn't just come to recreate your spirit, and now he's just hitchhiking because he wants to get back to heaven when you go to heaven. No, he's in there. He has a ministry. He's in there to do something. He's in there to guide you, to teach you all things and guide you into all truth and cause you to know. Know.
Hallelujah.
I know the one who knows. Amen. And you might say that sometimes. Well, in my mind, I don't know what to do. But I know the one who knows, and I know he lives on the inside of me. And don't talk a lot about what your mind doesn't know. Talk about what he knows. Amen. So you've got John 14:7, I know him. John 10:4-5, I know his voice. You know, my sheep know my voice, and strange voices they don't follow. And then you got 1 John 2:20-27. Right, I didn't quote 27, but the unction, I have an unction and I know. That's the inner witness, the inner knowing of the Spirit. Yes. Praise God. So it's safe to say that we're in the know.
Amen.
Mouth of two or three witnesses, right?
Yes.
So don't say, I don't know the Spirit. I don't know what he's saying.
Yes, sir.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Every time you say that, you don't know something, which for a lot of people is quite often.
Yeah.
You need to start examining yourself, yeah, how much you say, I don't know. Every time you say that, you'll find that if you look on the inside, you'll find the Holy Ghost is down there. I don't know how to describe it better than this, but just saying he's scratching you.
Yeah.
He's going, hey, don't say that.
Yes,
if you listen on the inside, you'll find he's prompting you not to say that. Right?
Yes.
Because that saying that is holding you in the realm of your humanity,
yes,
your natural man.
Yes.
And God has something better for you than living just out of your humanity and the lack of what your head knows.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting. Sometimes, you know, a young couple, let's say, I'm thinking of one couple right now, I won't embarrass them, but I'm thinking of this young couple. This happens more than once, but this is something that's just an illustration of this. This young couple gets together and starts dating. And today, they're married today. I'm thinking of this one couple. They're married today. And to them, it was like, God, they were sitting right here and I didn't even know them. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And they get together and they're like, we're praying to see if this is God. And everybody in the church is already like,
hello.
Yes or no, they know. Because this is a Holy Ghost church.
Yes,
and you're not the only one that has the Holy Ghost. Everybody else has the Holy Ghost and they know stuff.
Yeah.
We're really praying. Everybody's going, oh, yeah, you'll get it. Isn't that the kind of church you want to go to?
Yes.
You don't want to go to a church you do want to go to a church, but you don't want to bring somebody to the church that's full of knowers. And you're dating the wrong one.
Yeah.
And I want to introduce you to so-and-so. And everybody goes, whoa. They put on a fake smile. And then still try to talk yourself into, yeah, but this is God. Yeah, but the last 35 people you introduced them to in the knowing church. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. So, everybody say, we know.
We know.
We know stuff.
We know.
So, you can know things, you cannot know things because you're looking to your mind where there is no knowing about some things. Or you cannot know things because you're thrusting away from yourself what your spirit has been trying to enlighten your mind to. Ooh, we're going to go ahead and shuck the corn tonight. And so there's actually an ignorance called, that's really not ignorance. It's being called in the Bible called being willingly ignorant. In other words, what we do know, we don't want to be the answer. So we say we don't know. No, you're saying you don't know, but really, let's paraphrase that for you. You don't want what is the answer to be the answer. And the Bible calls that being self-deceived. You deceive your own self. Your own mouth is deceiving your heart when actually you do know. That's a dangerous place to be. When you do know something, but you don't want to know. You just want to admit, act like you don't know because you don't want the answer to be what the answer is. How many of you know the answer is what the answer is? It's not what we want it to be. It is what it is. It's safe to just stay with what is. Hallelujah. So everybody say, you know him. There's something to mix your faith with. A lot of times your mind won't tell you and your feelings won't tell you that you know him, but Jesus said you do. So what are you going to say? Let's get this I don't know out of our mouths. Amen. Don't hook up your mind to your feelings. Say what the Spirit says. Say, I sense his movement. When, let's say we get together and we pray. We have prayer meetings here and every Monday morning, but then here Wednesday night sometime. And the Spirit of God gets to going and people are going. And you feel like I felt like at times, you know, everybody got on a bus and went somewhere. You can sit there and go, I don't know this. I don't know the Holy Spirit like they know it. Or you can say, I know him.
Exactly. Yes. Amen.
You know what that does? It gives, like I said, I'll say it again. It gives the Holy Spirit something to work with to bring you into the know. You can't know while you're disagreeing with your mouth with what Jesus said you know. And the one you know. Hallelujah. So unhook your mouth from your feelings or your mind and make it a regular part of your confession that you know him. You know the Spirit of God. You know the move of the Spirit. As you do, he'll start, that'll give him something to work with, like I said. Now, it's the devil wants you to always look at other people who seem to be more spiritual than you and, you know, compare yourself to them. Because he wants you to belittle yourself.
Exactly. Yep.
So and so knows the Spirit, but I don't know. See, hear that? I don't know. And that's the ploy of the enemy to get you to keep saying that and belittle yourself. Amen. He wants you to think you don't know, like they know him. The enemy wants you to hold yourself in that realm by saying the wrong thing. The Bible says to compare ourselves among ourselves is not wise. You know why it's not wise? Because to compare yourself to someone else, you'll come to one of two conclusions. There's really only two conclusions that you can come to by comparing yourself to somebody else. Number one, let's take this area of knowing God or knowing the Spirit. You compare yourself to somebody else, you'll come to one of two conclusions. Either they are a humdinger and I'm not. Right? I don't know. Or you'll come to the conclusion that I am a humdinger and they're not. One is pride. Right? And the other one's condemnation. And God's not in either one of them. Not in either one of them. He's not in condemnation and he's not in pride. And I found this, truly spiritual people won't make you feel like you don't know. They will not treat you like, well, just hang around us and, you know, you'll know like we know. Truly spiritual people, they'll recognize, okay, sense that right there, you know, and they'll bring you along. Those are the people that have helped me the most in life. That have actually believed the Bible concerning me. When I didn't even believe the Bible. What I mean the Bible? I mean what Jesus said. I know him. Say that out loud. I know him. So a big key to knowing him is agreeing with what he said about you. If he said, I know him, then I agree with that. I'm not going to talk out of my mind. My mind has an emptiness in it when it comes to spiritual things, like the Bible said in Ephesians 4. But agreeing with him allows the Holy Spirit, like I said, to work with me and teach me. You don't have to pray that he'll teach you. You just have to, because he's already in there on the job, right? The Holy Spirit is already in there. But, remember Romans chapter number 8 talks about as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Yes. Really what he's saying there, if you're a son of God, he's in there leading you.
Yes.
His Spirit is bearing witness with your spirit. Somebody said, I'm praying that the Holy Spirit will show me what to do or lead me. You don't have to pray that. You're asking God to do something the Bible already said he's already doing. Your job is not to get him to do something. Your job is to tune in to where he's leading. Hallelujah. In other words, switch from your mind to your spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Say, I don't need to ask God to lead me. We don't. We don't have to ask him to lead us. So he's on the job. Learn to look to him.
Yes.
Learn to unhook from here and go down to here.
Yes.
Now, that's the longest 18 inches in the world.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Christians live, I know of some that have lived their whole Christian life out of here. And that's a long journey for them to quiet this and get down to here. But listen, it'll pay rich dividends. Because he's not talking to you up here. His Spirit bears witness with your spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. So learn to look to him. He's bearing witness not with your mind, not with the realm of how many of you know your mind is the realm of your reasoning? He's bearing witness not with your flesh, which is the realm of your feelings. Should I say it? You can get emotionally worked up about something and be convinced the Holy Spirit is leading you a particular direction until all those emotions simmer down. And then you're like, that wasn't God at all. Because he's not an emotion. He's not a hot flash. It's the Holy Spirit, not the holy hot flash. I don't know how holy hot flashes are anyhow, but anyway, we'll pass that on by. Can I get a ride home tonight? I need a ride home. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He's not witnessing with your mind, your feelings, your body, your emotions, your reasoning, or any of that. He's witnessing with your spirit. Hallelujah. So learn to quiet the mind. Simmer down in your own feelings about things. Because you can get real worked up about things and develop some feelings. Right? And learn to not make decisions out of that, but in that still small voice. In that quietness. Amen? And that's where you'll know what he knows. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No man's ever failed yet walking in what he knows. They've failed knowing what he knows and not walking in it. But they've never failed knowing what he knows and walking in it.
That's good. Yes, sir.
And they've never struggled knowing what he knows and walking in it. The realm of the mind is the realm of struggle. Ha, ha, ha. Hallelujah. So why do I say that the key to knowing him is saying the right thing? It's because what you say is what you're the most conscious of. Amen. And so you don't know him because, in other words, if your mouth disagrees with the word, it'll hold you in the realm that you're talking out of. If you say, I don't know him, you're talking out of your mind. Your mind doesn't know. See, this knowing is not in your mind. Now, it'll spring up from your spirit into your mind, And that's the way you can make a decision based on what's coming up out of your spirit, because your spirit's in fellowship with the Holy Spirit, who's in your spirit, and he knows things that your mind doesn't know. He knows a lot of things your mind doesn't know. And he'll make you look like a genius. How'd you make that decision? How'd you know that? People will see you making the right decisions at the right times. We didn't know that COVID was coming, you know, and there was going to be a shutdown pretty much of the economy for a while. And we were praying about whether to build our house right then or to wait for a while, actually buy another house and kind of live there for a while until we built this house we're living in now. And Pastor David was on the road with Pastor Nancy for, I think, about a month that particular time. And Pastor Nancy was driving. She loved to drive. I don't think she loves as much as she does. She used to, but she used to love to drive. She just liked to see the countryside. And so anyway, but Pastor David was with her for a month, and Pastor David called me after a service. She said, "I got it. We're supposed to go right now." I said, "I can hook up with you on that."
Yeah, amen.
I can hook up with you on that. Yeah. And we built it. We finished. We moved in February 28th of 2020. Middle of March sometime, 2 weeks later, whatever it was, COVID shut everything down. Because materials were available for a while, but we just started to struggle getting whatever, the bathroom sink, the tile for the floor, whatever. And the prices were going up. If we would have waited to build that house, maybe 2 years later or whatever, because that's what we're kind of thinking, maybe live in this house for 2 years. You know, for tax reasons, you can sell a house after, 2 years? And anyway, but what we were thinking naturally, but the Holy Ghost said now.
Yeah.
I think we'd have paid probably 25% more to build that house.
Wow.
If we'd have waited probably 2 years or something. I didn't do all the math, but you know what I mean. How many of you know the prices of everything went up?
Yes, sir.
Somebody said, "How'd you know that?" We didn't.
He did.
And we knew the one who knew.
Yes.
And he'll make you look like a genius.
Yes.
He'll make you rich.
Amen.
That's what Jesus told Brother Hagin. "You learn to follow my spirit, I'll make you rich." Amen. Not because you're all that in a bag of chips, but because the one who's in you knows some things you don't know.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to do it. I'm going to preach myself happy tonight. So why do I say the key to knowing him is saying the right thing? But what I mean by that is you don't know him when Jesus, to say you don't know him when Jesus said you do is to hold yourself in the wrong arena, the realm of your mind. You ever notice, you ought to read the Gospels again, especially the Gospel of John, but all the Gospels, and notice how often Jesus said, "I know the Father."
Yeah.
And you don't know. He's talking to dead people spiritually, Pharisees and Sadducees, who were Sadducee. But they were always persecuting him. And Jesus was saying, "I know my Father," and you don't know him. You don't know. He was always confessing he knew the Father. He knew the Father. Always talking about, "I know the Father." Hallelujah. So many people don't realize they hold themselves in the natural because of their confession. Yeah. How many remember the space shuttle? I don't even know if we have it anymore, or it's on mothballs or something. But the space shuttle, remember that? It was designed to operate in the realm of space, but also when they bring it back, they can glide like a glider in this realm of the atmosphere.
Yes.
So in one sense, it could operate in two realms, right?
Yeah.
And so you as a believer are a little bit like that. You can operate in three realms. You can operate in the realm of the physical. You can operate in the natural realm. You can operate in the realm of the mind.
Yes.
And you can operate in the realm of the spirit.
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
And your words, here's what I'm saying to you. Somebody said, "How can I learn to operate in the spirit?" Well, there's more to that than I can share right now. But one big thing is your words. One big thing, say it out loud,
one big part
of learning to walk in the Spirit and listen, operate in the Spirit, follow the Spirit, and so forth and so on. One big part is to say the right thing. Hallelujah. It's a big part of determining which realm you get your knowing out of.
All right, that's good.
Well, I just know I can't. Or I just know that's too big, or that's just too expensive. I just know. Oh, you do?
Come on.
But the Holy Ghost is prompting you towards it? He must know something you don't know.
Yeah.
Learn to operate out of another realm of knowing. I'm not saying just get out there beyond your faith, but I'm saying when there's a prompting, he knows. Hallelujah. Don't talk out of your head, talk out of your spirit.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Knowing God, knowing the Spirit, knowing the leadings of the Spirit and so forth, that's something that you shouldn't be talking about. I just don't know. I go into prayer and I'm like I'm in a box and God's in a galaxy far, far away. Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it. You 23-year-old spirit of faither. Amen. Hallelujah. Why am I over here? I'm just. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, the devil is always trying. Let me just say this again. He's always trying to get you to count yourself out of what God has counted you in on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He wants you to talk like I'm not like them.
Yeah.
They're in.
Yeah.
They know.
Yeah.
They flow with the Holy Spirit. They pray and they hear God. They know His voice. They know what to do. Look at the miracles. They follow the prompting and they go. But you're not in that group. That's a special group. You're on the outside. That's what the devil wants you to do. He wants you, through wrong thinking and wrong confessing, to hold yourself on the outside rather than count yourself in. Say to your neighbor, I'm in. I'm in. I'm in the realm of those who know.
Yeah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm in the realm of knowing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. Glory be to God. I'm getting happy. I might get drunk if I just keep this up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, and you do know things. And you want to know something else you know?
Yeah.
You know the right people.
That's right.
And you know wrong people.
That's
Amen.
Right. Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. I said that by the Holy Ghost. I didn't plan on saying that. So when you watch others move with Him because they know Him, learn not to hold yourself out of that. And go, well, look at that. I mean, I guess that's for a special few, or I'll never be able to know like they know. Learn not to talk that way. Learn not to think that way. I mean, this is true about all realms, prosperity and everything. Don't see people that are flowing in hundreds of thousands a year or millions and say, well, that's just a realm I don't know anything about. Shh.
That's right.
Yeah. Come on. There you go.
Yeah.
Say, that's me. I don't even know if they've got that show, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, anymore. I don't even have TV anymore. I don't know what TV. I don't know what's happening on TV. But, you know, those kinds of shows, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, I used to always watch those. I don't have time for stuff like that anymore. I just see myself in the Word, you know. But I used to always watch those. That's me. I don't look at that like, that's so unattainable.
Yeah.
How could, there's not even that much money in the world. I don't know where they got that money. How can you get that kind of, I don't even know how that happened. Don't just, see, you're talking out of your head.
Exactly, yes.
God knows, and guess what? He knows how to get you into it,
yes.
And He knows how to get you there quick.
Exactly, yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So when you watch others, I'm going to say it again. When you watch others move with Him because they know Him, learn to say, I know the Spirit like that. And that's that. And don't hold yourself out of that. Amen. Don't take thoughts of not knowing, because there'll be thoughts come. Oh, they just got on a bus and went somewhere. I don't know. Don't take those thoughts. I don't know thoughts. Say what He said. I know Him. I know that flow. And I'll flow like that. Say that, I'll flow like that. Hallelujah. There might be some unique things about certain, you know, ministry offices that somebody wouldn't flow in, but there's a lot of things that belong to all of us.
Yes.
Knowing the flow of prayer, that belongs to all of us. following the inner witness, that belongs to all of us. The flow of joy and getting refreshed, that belongs to all of us. Don't sit there and go, I don't know what's going on right now. Don't say, I don't know. You know. I remember I was sitting in I was sitting in a meeting one time, and the Spirit of God was moving that way, and the joy of the Lord. And I was, I don't know, that night I was just grumpy or something. You've never been that way. But I'm sitting there, and it's all happening all around me. And the Holy Spirit spoke up in my heart. He said, is this me? I said, yeah, this is you. I know you. He said, why don't you get in then? I don't know what. I just had a burr under my collar that night or something. I just said, it's just not my personality. I was holding myself out of what he was inviting me into. And I was doing without because I was saying the wrong things. Well, he had me. So finally, I think it was only 10 minutes, my feet were up at the top of the pew, and my head was where my feet was about 10 minutes ago. Glory! I knew what it was. Praise the Lord. So, in other words, don't dismiss yourself from walking where others walk because it's not been your experience or because your mind says you don't know or you're not spiritual like they are. Amen. Don't hold yourself out of what you're on the inside of. You're in. Say it out loud. I'm in.
I'm in.
That's what he said. I'm in. I know him. I know I have an unction and I know I'm in. I'm in the know. Right? So don't hold yourself out of that by talking wrong. I know I'm just going over the same thing over and over again. Don't talk your feelings. Don't talk, you know, what your mind is telling you. Dip. You know what I mean by dip? Dr. Frayne used to say that, and then he would always say, I'm not talking about dipping snuff, you know. Dip down into your spirit.
Yes.
Man, the Bible talks about counsels in the heart of a man like deep waters. A man of understanding will draw it out. But see, you got to dip down into that. The reason we say we don't know is because we're talking out of here. And we keep saying that. It holds us in the realm of here. You start to say, I know, and it changes your focus to the different place, to where the knowing is. The Holy Ghost starts, when you start saying, I know, the Holy Ghost GPS goes on and starts taking you to where that knowing is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So don't talk your feelings. Talk what you know. Talk what Jesus said. Jesus is in the know and he said, you know. Some of you missed that. I said, Jesus is in the know and he said, you know. So count yourself in, not out. Identify yourself in the reality of what Jesus said, not your feelings,
yes.
Not your experience.
That's right.
Just start acting like you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a faith thing.
Yes.
Say it out loud. That's something I can mix my faith with. See, faith just says what he says.
Yes.
And we were talking about confession. Confession, really, you look the word confession up, the definition of confession means to say the same thing as. So what did he say? Say that. Amen? It's a faith thing. Don't speak of yourself as dull, slow, insensitive, or not knowing what he's saying. Don't talk of yourself that way. Even when your feelings say you don't, you say, I have an unction and I know. Talk out of the realm of talking out of the realm of human thinking holds you out of the realm of the spirit. Do I need to say that again?
Yeah. One more time.
Woo! Go to John 3 while I'm sharing this. You'll see this. But I'll say it again. Talking out of the realm of human thinking holds you out of the realm of the Spirit. When I say the realm of the Spirit, what do I mean? That's a big subject. But basically, out of the realm of where the Holy Spirit is revealing to your spirit what to do. Amen? So don't speak of yourself as dull, insensitive. That'll hold you out of that realm of the spirit. It'll hold you in your humanity rather than who you are in Christ.
Amen.
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 It'll hold you out of fellowship rather than in fellowship.
Yes.
It'll hold you out of knowing rather than hold you in knowing. So speaking spiritual words, look at John 3. You're going to see this in John 3. But speaking spiritual words lifts you above your humanity into who you really are in the Spirit. And the knowing that you have. Not are going to get whenever you turn there. No, that you already have. You already have. It's like it's down there. You just have to tap into it. Hallelujah. So don't say the wrong things or it'll hold you in your humanity other than in what he knows. I want to know what he knows because he's smarter than me. Have you found that out yet? He's smarter than you. He's smarter than me. And he makes us look smart. And that'll give us his knowledge, his wisdom, his direction and what to do. Even if our minds don't understand, it'll make us look like we're smart. And in him we are, not in ourselves, but in him. Praise the Lord. So live above your humanity.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
People talk about knowing the right people. Well, this is real and have, you know, the advantage, you know, well, you're this or that because you know so-and-so. Well, you know him.
Yes.
Who's better to know than that?
Yes.
Right? Yes. Hallelujah. Right there is successful living right there.
Yes.
Praise God. Do you remember the Bible talks about be not conformed, be transformed? Right there is the transformed life.
Amen.
Living out of what he knows.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right. Now, John 3:33. I didn't tell you the verses, but John 3:31-32. This is some of my favorite verses. I'm telling you, there is so much here. John 3:31-32. He that comes from above. This is John the Baptist talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you have ever read your Bible or not, but you're from above too.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You're born from above.
Yes, amen.
You're born of God.
Yes.
And Bible says your citizenship
yes.
is in heaven.
That's right.
Somebody said, I'm on my way to heaven. Well, me too, but really not. I'm not on my way to heaven as much as I'm from heaven.
Yeah,
I'm going to heaven,
yes, we are.
But I'm already from heaven.
Yes.
Are you saying you're God? No.
No.
I'm saying I'm born of God.
Yes.
Just like you're born of God.
Amen.
He that comes from above is above all. He that is of the earth, or you could say he that comes from the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth, or he speaks naturally. He speaks on a human level. He speaks on a natural level. Sometimes people say, well, I'm just real. I'm not going to say I'm not healed when I'm not healed. I'm just real. I know. Real, natural.
Exactly. Yeah. Seriously.
Praise the Lord.
Some
of you are getting quiet on me. He is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. He that comes from, notice he keeps saying comes from. He that comes from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard, in other words, in another realm, that he testifies, and no man, no natural man, receives his testimony.
Yeah.
Notice that. He that comes from above.
Yes.
Or he that comes from heaven.
Yes.
You see that term?
Yes, sir.
Stop coming at things from your humanity.
Ooh, that's good. That's good. Yes, sir. Yes. So good.
I'm going to give this side a chance. Stop coming at things from your humanity. Come at things. See, how are you going to start? How are you going to come at things from above your humanity? You're going to learn to test. Just see what he said? To testify of what you see and know because of the word of God that revealed it. How many of you know the one who knows wrote you a book of all he knows? And he knows you better than you know yourself. He knows who you are in Christ. And he was so kind to write down what he knows. That way you and I can renew our mind to it, feed our spirit on it. And when we feed our spirit on it, our spirit goes, I know, I know, I know. And our mind's going, ooh. Well, I know when I first started hearing I'm the righteousness of God in Christ, my spirit went, ah. And my mind went, what? Moi? No.
Yeah, seriously. Come on.
But my spirit said, say it.
Yes.
Say it.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. It's in the realm. He brought me into the realm of what he knows.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And any specifics that you need to know, he'll bring you into the realm of knowing in your spirit by the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Someone knows what you need to know. And he's just so close. He's just right in on the inside of you. He goes to bed with you, gets up with you. He goes to work with you. He's there when you're trying to make decisions about bills or whatever. He knows. I've been in stores before and didn't hardly have much money in my bank account at all. And had unction to spend a whole bunch. Just didn't seem like sense. But I'm not telling you go spend money you don't have. But see, I've learned to follow my spirit. And when I get that unction, I just step out and start acting like the money's there. And always it shows up.
Praise God.
I've had other times where I have all kinds of money in the bank. I could have spent a lot and didn't have any unction to spend any of it. And something come up. He wanted me to give, or there was something, a need came up I didn't know about. He knew the future better than I knew the present or the past. Hallelujah. So stop coming at things from your humanity. Did you get that? That's a good statement.
Yes, it is.
Stop coming at things from your humanity. Learn to testify what God knows and you know because you know him. Praise God. Now, that is if you want to walk above all. Do you see how he said that? He that comes from above is above all. I want to walk above it all. I want to walk from my place seated in heavenly places far above. I want to come at things from that high seat.
Yes.
All those things are beneath my feet.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I want to walk above. So I've got to come at things from who I am in Christ, not who my natural man is. Praise the Lord. So if you want to walk above, that's the way you got to do it. Any area you're struggling in, it's not so much a faith problem as it is a walking in the light of who you know and what he knows. Praise the Lord. So seek to know and communicate with him and seek to know what he knows.
Hallelujah.
The struggle comes from walking out of what you know in your mind rather than what your spirit is endeavoring to pass on, or the Holy Spirit is endeavoring to pass on to your spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, he's picking things up from the one who knows.
Yes.
He's in there. He's picking things up.
Yes.
You ever gone a certain direction and then something happened and you said, I knew that was going to happen. See, sometimes we try to faith away what the Holy Ghost is trying to tell us.
That's so good.
When you know something out here, that's not necessarily God talking to you.
Right.
But when the knowing is coming from up in here, don't faith that away. Because the Holy Ghost will warn you of things to come, and he'll have you prepare for things to come. You say, well, that's not faith. Well, if the Holy Ghost is the one telling you what he knows, that is faith. Brother Hagin talked about, I think, two or three times, but that he said, God said to him, there's a crunch coming. I want you to do this. I want you to do that. In his ministry, you ever heard him talk about that? He knew that by the Spirit.
Yes.
And because he did what the Holy Ghost said, they were ready for it, and they sailed right through it financially. Don't think, well, that's unbelief.
Right.
You got to ask yourself, where did that come from?
Right. Yeah.
Did that come because I watched too much of the news media? Or did that come because I was praying and it came up out of my spirit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
The realm of what he knows is the easy flow. The realm of what you know in your mind is the struggle flow.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. Struggle comes from walking out of what you know in your mind rather than what the Holy Spirit is endeavoring to pass on to your spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And guess what? Progress in life, in every area or any area of life, is about really being good at walking in what you know because of him who knows.
That's so good.
That's where progress really comes. It's a constant drag on your progress. To drag everything that you know here up into here.
Yeah.
It slows everything down.
Yeah.
Are you still with me?
Yeah.
I'm almost done. Say that out loud. It's a drag on my progress. It's a little like, walking with a ball and chain around your leg.
Yeah.
Everything that comes in here, you drag it up into here.
Right.
It slows progress down. You ever wonder why some people go faster than others? They progress in learning how to follow the Spirit. They progress in the love walk. They progress. It's because they don't drag all that the Spirit prompts them to do up through their mind or through their feelings or something like that. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is good. This is good. This is good. So if you never rise above your own thoughts, you'll never increase at the pace of the Spirit. The Spirit can take you much faster than your mind will take you. The mind has the speed. It has all the speed of an ox cart. The Holy Ghost is like light speed.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
He can make you progress a whole lot quicker than you figuring everything out can make you progress. Praise the Lord. Well, I feel like some of you are a little unhooking. So we'll wrap this up. Hallelujah. How many of you know the Holy Ghost isn't slow? People are slow. They're slow at responding. Why? Usually because the natural mind tries to figure it all out. Well, what if I miss it? There's one in you who knows how to get you back on track. I think the Lord would rather us miss it stepping out than miss it by sitting back in the boat. Peter was, I don't know what the word is, impromptu. What's the word? There's another word I'm looking for. Impulsive. Yeah, he had sort of an impulsive nature. And Jesus just cleaned that up and turned it around and used it for the kingdom.
Yeah, he did.
That's good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bid me come to thee on the water. Okay, here I come. You know, the other disciples are playing it safe back in the boat. Because they didn't want to get rebuked. Peter got rebuked, but he learned a whole lot more than the ones back in the boat.
Yes.
Aha! I know something now I didn't know before.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So there's a lot of things your mind doesn't know. And by speaking the right things, that revelation can rise up out of your spirit. Praise the Lord. Faith gets taught what he knows. Unbelief learns nothing. Because unbelief keeps the door closed, really, to knowing what he knows. By saying, I just don't know, I don't know, that's unbelief, and it learns nothing.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
Holds you out of the realm of knowing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. You have to agree. Say, I have to agree with what he knows, on what he's telling my spirit. Hallelujah. I'm talking about if you want to be lifted above your humanity. When I say humanity, I'm talking about the natural limitations of the natural man or the natural limitations of the knowledge of your mind. If you want to rise above that, you have to live above the knowing that your natural man has. Hallelujah. You can walk in divine ability. Praise the Lord. And let me tell you, he has a lot more ability than you have. Hallelujah. You talk about a transformed life. This is the transformed life. And this is going from struggle to the easy flow. The struggle flow is something comes up and it's like, I don't know. I don't know. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Stand with me to your feet. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, I just don't know. Well, he gave you a whole book. Start there.
Amen.
Start with what he wrote in his book.
Yes.
And say what he said. Okay,
yes.
Now I know.
Yes.
The day I just feel like God doesn't love me anymore. Go to the in him righteousness scriptures.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And now you know. So start talking what you know. Start talking what you know. Start talking what you know. And guess what? It'll change all the feelings about what your body was trying to tell you, what your feelings are trying to tell you. Now, I don't know if you know what good preaching is, but that was good preaching tonight. Tell your neighbor, say, I know, I know, I know. Glory. Now, here's your assignment all the rest of the week until Sunday. Really beyond that, but we're just going to do a little focus on this for until Sunday. Check yourself every time you say you don't know. You'll be shocked at how often you say, I don't know. And start checking yourself. Amen. Even if it's, to use the funny illustration I use. It's a algebra equation on a chalkboard. Yeah. And somebody says, what's the answer to that? Rather than say, I don't know, say, you know.
Yeah.
Just in other words, just get I don't know out of our out of your book. Just get to the place to where it's gone.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And you'll be in the know.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the glory he will show. Glory! Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for the utterance of the Spirit. We thank you for light. We thank you, Father, for the Spirit of God that does dwell in us. Thank you that we know him. We know the flow of the Spirit, the various flows. We know the flow of comfort. We know how to tap into the flow of His comfort. We know how to tap into the joy of the Lord. We know how to tap into unhooking from our minds. We know how to tap into the flow of revelation. Father, we know how to tap into answers because we've learned these things. Your Word has taught them to us, and the Spirit is in us, guiding us back to what we've already heard and learned. He's bringing it to our remembrance. And Father God, we're changing our confession. We're putting a guard over our lips, and we're saying what you said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I watched Brother Hagin. We went to Rhema, of course, and then he had seminars. He would teach in the classes and flow in the Spirit, but then he'd have like Winter Bible Seminar and different things. And I'd see him step out in the Spirit, and I had never seen that before. But I knew it was, I had heard the word, first of all, but I knew that's the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's the Holy Ghost. And then I've been in places where they made things up.
Sure.
Outwardly, it looked like the same thing, but inward here, you know, that's not the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
I saw that not too long ago. I was in a place. I'm not talking about here. But that's not the Holy Ghost. It looks similar. So you can learn outwardly what certain things look like. But it's not the Holy Ghost. You know. You know the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
But I would see Brother Hagin operate, and I'd say, that's the Holy Ghost. And now, I'm not talking about certain offices. What I'm talking about, like I would see him flowing in tongues and interpretation of tongues and revelation gifts and so forth. And I would say, I can do that. Not competing with somebody or not trying to be like somebody, but I know that flow, and that's in me. Really, the word of knowledge started flowing in my life the very day I got filled with the Holy Spirit. I knew that flow. At first, I didn't know what it was. My mind didn't know what it was. But I knew God was, something new was, there was a new knowing. My wife and I, actually, she has it too. Some of us, word of knowledge, some of us just develop in your spirit. The inner witness is not necessarily the word of knowledge. It's just the unction that makes you know. Now, what's the difference? A lot of times, word of knowledge, you'll have specific details, but with the inner witness, you don't have any details. You just have a general something. I don't know why, but I know this. I don't know the details. Does that make any sense? But anyway, Pastor Debbie and I have looked at it. We used to travel to churches, and the pastor would have somebody close to him that was really in our spirit. We knew they're going to turn on him. They're not safe for him. And we would try to, not tell him what to do, but try to kind of get the conversation around to try to talk to him about it. Oh, no, they've been faithful. But see, in here we knew. We'd always say, why doesn't he know that? See, you can block things out. But anyway, 2 weeks later, three months later, we'd find out that person turned on him. Say out loud, I know. You can know if somebody's cheating you on a business deal. They'll tell you something and you'll say, now in here, I know that's not right. I know that's not right. We were standing at the hotel lobby of the hotel in Interlaken, Switzerland. And there was a mess up. That's a long story. I won't get into it, but there was a mess up on our reservation. And this lady, she was working on it. And she sort of had this superficialness about her. I don't know, maybe probably nobody else would have thought about it. I mean, I'm talking about people that aren't saved and know the Holy Ghost, wouldn't have thought much about it. But I just knew, she's not telling me the truth about all this. She's trying to cover her tail. Something's not right. And then she was making promises, and inside I was like, we got back, and sure enough, I called Christine, and I said, did she tell you this on the phone? Yep. I said, she said the same thing to me. And I was standing there. I could tell she was lying through her teeth. Because she had changed everything and charged us when she said there was no charge. Certain things. I won't get into it all. But you can just know those things.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I don't think a true born-again, spirit-filled, learn somebody that knows how to follow the Holy Ghost should ever be taken advantage of again in life. Ever. Where somebody cheats you out of something or lies to you, you should stand there and go, I know that's not the truth. And you should go, hold on, this business deal is done. Yeah. Amen?
Amen?
Now, have we missed it in the past? Yeah, but that wasn't because we didn't know.
That's right.
Or didn't have access to the knowing.
Yeah.
We're learning to access the knowing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nobody here has to marry wrong. Nobody has to marry wrong. Because you know. You know. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if you don't know, Dr. Dufresne will come along and prophesy to you. Just like. No, you all knew it, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
She knew it.
I
don't
know, I knew it.
You knew it. Oh, well. Hallelujah. I remember that doctor came home and prophesied to you both. But you already knew it. And that's what prophecy is for, to confirm what you already know, right?
Amen.
Greet somebody and tell them, thank God I got some help tonight. Some of you now, you realize why you don't know certain things. It's because you keep saying, I don't know.
Yes.
So we're going to change that, right?
Amen.
Between now and Sunday, what are we going to do? We're going to check ourselves. Every time we say we don't know, go, wait. Hold, let me rephrase that. I got to say that differently.
Exactly.
I have an unction. I know. I know the one who knows. Even if your head doesn't know, you just say, I know the one who knows. But just get I don't know out of your mouth. Amen.